Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Finance Diaries. My name is Stephanie, and I'm here to teach you everything there is to know about personal finances. All the stuff that you didn't learn in school, that your friends and family don't seem to talk about, and it's quite frankly treated like it's a secret. You could even say a secret diary. I'm here to unlock and open up that secret diary for you, so welcome to the Finance Diaries. Today, I want to talk about something that is so popular in investing right now, and I'm sure that you've heard of it. Even if you are not an investor, I'm sure you've heard about all the meme stocks. So these are all your Wall Street Bets, GameStop, and AMC, and all these things. So what exactly is happening? To give you a bit of context, there is this group on Reddit called Wall Street Bets. And in this, within this group, there are over 2 million people in it. And someone was analyzing last year and realized that GameStop was undervalued. It was at like $3.50 or something. And in this, they started to invest in it because they saw the potential for how it would grow, because that's what you do with normal stocks. So this is how it all started, with stock analysis. And then from there, more and more people in this group started buying GameStop. And as this happened and the price was going very, very high in like January of this year, well, we had hedge funds which were betting against the stock. So that what they were doing is called shorting. So they were trying to make money off of when the stock price would fall. But what happened is that hedge funds are run, or they're usually, the money that they hold is by very rich people. And what happened here is that it was like the little guy fighting back. Because the hedge fund could really control what was going on in the stock market in general. But because this Reddit group was like 2 million people and people were really holding on, they were calling it diamond hands to hold on to the stock, it was making hedge funds lose a lot of money because they have to pay fees when they're shorting. It's like if you've seen the movie The Big Short, they keep having to pay and pay and pay until Michael's finally right, and then they make a big amount of money. But anyways, so what happened there was that it was the little guy individually coming together to fight the big guy. And then people made a lot of money because the price was very, very high, especially if you had bought it at like $3.50. It went very, very high. And there was a similar situation with AMC. The group was promoting it. And from there, I mean, I guess it wasn't the birth of meme stocks, but that's probably the most popular event you could think of, because I don't think I know anyone who didn't hear about something crazy related to GameStop. Even if you don't know anything about the stock market, I'm sure that you heard about that. So that was probably the main catalyst that we could say to popularize meme stocks, although it wasn't the original one. Anyways, from there, there's been a lot of different ones that get promoted. So one, for example, is Dogecoin. I mean, it's technically not a stock, it's a cryptocurrency, but it's just another example of something that doesn't necessarily have any basis for what it's worth. It's just the community coming together, hyping it up and buying it. And I guess at the end of the day, you could kind of say that applies to anything, but what is the whole deal with meme stocks and should you invest in them? Obviously, this is a personal decision, but my opinion on the matter is that when we invest, of course we can make money on meme stocks. You probably heard of someone that's retired or made an absolute fortune off of one of these. But the thing is that we don't really ever know what's going to happen with this. We don't know what the community is going to hype up. We don't know ahead of time like what the right time to buy or to sell is, because some people bought AMC at like $75 or something last week, $72. And you don't necessarily always know what you're doing, because a lot of the people that buy this just hear about it and buy into it. That's why they literally created an ETF called FOMO, fear of missing out, that follows meme stocks in particular, that was released about like 3 weeks ago, I want to say. So it is something that's really popular, especially for people that don't necessarily know what they're doing. But what happens when you do know what you're doing? When you know what you're doing, you do an analysis of a stock. So I talk about this all the time. It's so important to do your due diligence and research when you're investing, because you can't just take someone's word for it that AMC is a great buy or that GameStop is a great buy. What you need to do is look into the company. I mean, it depends what your investing goal is. Are you a day trader, a swing trader, or are you a long-term investor? But in general, we're usually long-term investors when we're not focusing on our investment portfolio as our full-time job. But what we want to see is that we want to see that the company has potential in the long term. And I mean, with GameStop, I think in particular, we can see that it's a brick and mortar store. It wasn't doing that well. It doesn't have anything forecasted that's major on the horizon. So in terms of stock analysis, I mean, at the point that it's at now, maybe when it was $3.50, it made sense. But now it's just completely random. The market is being, like, is basically dictating the price, but based off of absolutely nothing, based off of someone posting on a Reddit channel and hyping it up. So it makes it hard to justify having it in your portfolio, or especially putting a lot of money towards it. Maybe you just bought a stock as a joke or something, but it's very dangerous to put a lot of money into these kinds of things because we never know where they're going to go. Like, what if they're going to move on from GameStop next week and hype up something else? There's really no basis for what the amount is that it's valued at right now. Because value is very subjective. What I value and what you value is different. So that's why, as a part of stock analysis, it's often recommended to go towards things that you know. So I know a lot about tech. I work in tech. I mean, there's always more to know in tech, but I know a lot about that. And I know people that work in hospitality, and I'm like, maybe look into things that you know about hospitality. You know the market, you know the trends, you know everything that's going on. So stick to things that you tend to know. Meme stocks, again, my opinion, I think that they're funny, and it's cool to see the fact that for pretty much the first time in history, the little guy wasn't really the little guy. It was like a David versus Goliath kind of situation. We saw that people took a stand against hedge funds, which are constantly manipulating the market, and finally did it on their own, and that was pretty cool to see. And I really love that, and I think that it was something that was very cool. But at the same time, is it a good investing opportunity to be listening to meme stocks? Then not necessarily. One thing that you could do if you're interested in a meme stock is, before buying it, look into the company. Do the analysis the way you would normally do it. Because maybe this company actually does have potential. Maybe they are, in fact, just lacking money, and it getting hyped up will give it money to do some really cool new things, which is something that we've seen with these meme stocks happen. So there is definitely potential in some of them. But you have to be able to think critically. Because what happens when we invest in a meme stock, because we were told, or any stock really, that we don't do an analysis on, at the end of the day, it doesn't become investing. It becomes gambling. And I've talked about this before and how it's important to actually be doing these analyses, because when we don't do them, it's like walking into the casino and putting all of your money on red. You have no idea. It could really go either way. You have no idea because you don't know how anything is being handled at the company. You don't know where the dice is going to land. Or the ball? Is it the ball? I think it's a ball. No. Yeah, it's a ball. It's a ball. Sorry. Clearly haven't been to the casino in a while. but that is how it ends up being at the end of the day. So obviously, if you have the desire for your money to grow, gambling could be an interesting avenue for you, but there's always a really high amount of risk with gambling. Investing is different from gambling because you have some sort of basis for why you're putting your money into a company. I mean, I hope you do. You're doing that analysis. You're looking at the financial statements. You're looking at their ratios. You're trying to figure out what exactly this company, it's usually written at the beginning, like the CEO will have an outlook, maybe the CFO of the financial statements, and they'll tell you what's on the horizon. They'll tell you what's going on. If you look into the numbers, you can see how much they're putting towards research and development. You can see how much they're putting towards whatever they're doing. You can see their upcoming catalysts on the calendar of big events that are coming up. Maybe they're doing a demo, all these different kinds of things. And doing that analysis is what you'll never have zero risk in investing, but it's what helps you understand if it's a risk that you're willing to take or not, because you know what's possible. I mean, if the company said they were going to open their headquarters on Mars next year, then maybe that would not be the best kind of thing to go towards because you're not really sure that that's feasible. But when you do the analysis, whether it's a meme stock or not, that's really where it's important to remember things. So the whole point of today is that, yes, meme stocks are funny and they can be baseless, but they might not necessarily be. So when you are considering an investment of any kind, whether it's a meme stock, someone told you about it, your mom, your sister, your friend, your cousin, a random post on Instagram, a TikTok, please don't just go buy it because someone told you it's hype. Even if it's someone that you really trust and that you talk about investments, I talk about investments with my smartest friends, like in financial analysis all the time. And I'll still look at what the stock looks like. I will still do my own analysis. I will still do my own due diligence because at the end of the day, I have absolutely no one to blame but myself if I make a poor investment, because that was up to me. If something goes terribly after I did an analysis, then I don't feel bad because I did an analysis. I mean, I'll feel bad if I lost a lot of money, but I don't feel bad that I'm regretting that I didn't look more into the company and that it was just like a pump and dump that I saw on the internet or something. So pump and dump is like when someone hypes up a stock to you, so that the stock price goes up. I mean, not just you, but many people to hype up a stock and then they'll sell once they've made money. And then maybe they owned a big position and then the stock price starts to go down because people are cashing out and panicking. That's obviously not what we ever want on stuff. So that's why due diligence, research, and analysis is so important. And now if you're thinking, wow, Stephanie, I don't know how to do any sort of analysis, you'll maybe understand why I'm always hyping up index funds, because you have to do much less analysis on an index fund and you can keep buying it regularly and you don't need to worry about, I mean, unless you have like an ETF, like FOMO, you don't need to worry too much about the day to day of what's in the fund, because you're seeing, like, if it tracks the S&P 500, then you would know exactly what's in it. You could look it up online. Again, I don't give specific recommendations, but you can look up, based on where you live, you can look up like top Canadian index funds or ETFs or top US ones and then top global ones. It's very important to diversify, so not just to have stuff in one market. So I look at European, Asian, developing countries, all these different kinds of things, because there's money everywhere now and there's always some sort of investing opportunity. So it's important to do that. That due diligence that I've said like 17 times now, but I hope that the point has gotten across. So, thank you again for tuning into another episode of the Finance Diaries. Please make good decisions after a thorough analysis. Always remember that no matter what, it's very important to do your own research when you're looking at a stock. So have a great rest of your day and I'll talk to you soon.